You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
This is Bucks in Six.
That's for the culture.
A full Bucks recap after every single game. Here's Greg Matzik.
Wednesday night basketball in Milwaukee and a matchup of playoff hopefuls in the Eastern Conference. The Bucks taking on the Atlanta Hawks. Milwaukee trailing Atlanta by four games in the Eastern Conference playoff race for the 10th and final position. It was Giannis hammering one home to give the Bucks an early 4-2 lead.
Usman sends to the corner to Rollins. They dump it down low to Giannis. Spins around Okongwu and stuffs it down on the reverse dunk. So Antetokounmpo gets to that reverse side of the rim, and he puts the Bucks ahead for the first time tonight. It's 4-2.
The game remained tight until Miles Turner added a bit of separation for the Bucks in a four-point advantage on his first three of the night.
Speaking of big guys that can shoot it, Miles Turner knocks one down. Nikola Vucevic, three from that right side. He's one of four in the league at 6'11 or taller with at least 100 threes this season.
Outside and in, the Bucks causing a little havoc for the defense in the early going.
Oh, Giannis plunges it through. Sink and destroy. The big fella puts it down with one hand. Third dunk already for Giannis. It's a 20-18 lead now for Milwaukee.
Usman Jang knocked down a pair of threes for the Bucks. His second gave Milwaukee a five-point lead.
Drive, stops at the free throw line, hands it off, left wing three. Jang hits again. He is a perfect 3 of 3, including 2 of 2 from the bonus sphere.
With the game tied at 18, Milwaukee outscored Atlanta 17-7 the rest of the first quarter, with Kyle Kuzma hammering one home to give the Bucks a 9-point lead.
Hands off to Kuzma, and Kuzma throws it down with a sledgehammer going down the lane.
38-25 Milwaukee after one. Threes would continue to fly for the Bucks in the second quarter, with Bobby Portis knocking down not one, but two long balls.
Portis with a head fake, sends his man flying by. He'll knock down the three. Good-looking shot. Calm, poised, and composed. Bobby Portis connecting for what will be his second three-pointer tonight.
Milwaukee 11 of 19 from deep in the first half. It was 45-29 Bucks before the Hawks caught fire, bouncing back to pull within two before a three from A.J. Green.
Giannis has it again down low. Draws two defenders. They work it out top. A.J. Green, another look. Not going to miss that one. Canned it from straight on, and A.J.'s got his first long one of the night.
The Hawks would briefly take a lead late in the first half before Miles Turner added a long ball of his own to close out the first half scoring.
Sends it over to Turner. A head fake. Steps by his man and uncorks a beauty as he knocks down the three to put the Bucks back ahead by five.
71-66 Bucks at the half. The Hawks came out firing in the second half, scoring 10 straight to turn a 5-point deficit into a 5-point advantage. A driving dunk from Usman Jang on a dish from Giannis ended the Bucks' drought.
So here comes Milwaukee with the basketball out of the timeout. Usman Jang hands it to Giannis at the left elbow, trying to back his way into a crowd. He finds Usman Jang behind the defense, and he will staple it down with a two-hand dunk. First points of the second half come about 3.5 minutes in.
More from Giannis with an and one.
Onto the Kumpo, driving inside. He's challenged by Okongwu and powers the shot up and in anyway. Right through Okongwu. He is headed to the line for a chance at a three-point play.
But the Hawks stayed on the gas, pushing their lead to double digits before a three from Bobby Portis.
Bobby Portis, he lets it fly on a three and knocks it down. Michelob Ultra 3 in a timely spot for Bobby Portis. We say, can he come in here and give his team an injection of confidence or energy? That'll help.
Pete Nance closed out the scoring in the third quarter for the Bucks.
Thomas works it to Portis. They're going to find Nance alone. His three-pointer from the corner is pure. So Milwaukee gets second opportunity here, and they capitalize with good ball movement, keeping those Hawks on their heels. Moving that ball around, it's now back to a single-digit game.
98-89 Hawks entering the fourth period. Milwaukee outscored 32-18 in the third quarter. The Bucks ended the third quarter scoring and started scoring in the fourth to pull within seven.
Bucks go the other way, trailing 98-89. 11:33 to play, just underway here in our fourth quarter. Cam Thomas trying to get himself working. Lobs up top, and there's Jericho Sims to guide it through on the dunk. Bucks back to within seven. He's got to start chipping away here.
Later in the fourth, Cam Thomas through the lane, finishing to force a Hawks timeout.
So Atlanta's starting to cool off on offense here. Giannis gets set to check in. Cam Thomas glides to the cup. He lays it in a timeout from the Hawks. Atlanta 2 of 5 to start things in the third quarter, and Coach Quinn Snyder is going to try to adjust.
From there, the Hawks would distance themselves from Milwaukee with an 8-3 run to make it 112-98. A hammer down from Giannis made it 112-100.
Giannis out there with Rollins. Out top, A.J. Green comes around on the handoff. He's got it at the right elbow. Passes left wing to Rollins. Now inside to Giannis. Giannis, a head fake and then a hammer as he throws it down with a big one-hand jam. 112-100.
But in the end, just too much Atlanta in the second half, outscoring Milwaukee 65-42 to win going away.
Tough one to lose, particularly to a team that was right in front of you in the standings. The Atlanta Hawks come into Milwaukee and try to put lights out on the Bucks' postseason hopes. It's not done yet, but this was a tough shot for the Bucks if they want to play in the postseason, as they now fall to 5 games behind both the Atlanta Hawks and the Charlotte Hornets.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.